Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hopefully you had a great day with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, this is the month, guys. This is the month. We're going to have a lot of changes happening. According to the big lawsuit that happened last year, Board of Realtors, antitrust. And if you're not up to date with what's going on last year, big antitrust suit against Board of Realtors. And a lot of the big companies to say it was price fixing, that they were not making sellers aware that real estate commissions were negotiable, that they would just put down 6% or whatever and just said that's the standard commission, which wasn't true. And when I started this business years ago, they always told me, make sure when you sit down with your clients, JD, that you always say real estate commissions are negotiable. But the average public always used to say, oh yeah, standard commission real estate gets was 6%, and there was no standard. But I guess the Board of Realtors and a lot of the big huge companies just took advantage of this public being ignorant about commissions and just actually stuck 6% in. So there was a lot big lawsuit, and they were saying that sellers were forced into paying buyers agency commissions when buyers were represented from a buyer's agent, and sellers were saying that they felt cheated because why were they paying a buyer's agent when the buyer's agent wasn't representing them? Well, go back to my old podcast. I go in massive details on why sellers should pay buyer's agents, but I'm not going to do that here. Just go back on my other podcast and you'll get a huge education on how buyer's agency ever came to be. But let's look at what's going on with the lawsuit. I guess what the jury found is that there were some shenanigans and awarded $1.5 billion fine against Board of Realtors and all these big, huge companies. Well, they renegotiated and changed all the terms and so on, and I guess they're selling for something like $400 million. And the changes really have, I think, will affect the real estate industry, not monetary-wise, but just disclosure-wise. Because real estate commissions were always negotiable, but nobody really was forced into saying that. They were taught that, but they just kind of took advantage of the public when the public went, oh, okay, they just put 6% or whatever down, and the public went, okay, if that's what you charge, I guess that's what I have to pay, which was not necessarily true. And that's probably why they won the lawsuit. But anyway, I also have a past podcasts and where I thought the attorneys manipulated the jury with the National Board of Realtors case, and you could read that too. But let's look at what's going on now. What's going on now is they said that the National Board of Realtors cannot force you to be a realtor in order to join the multiple listing service. Yippee, I've been, boy, bitching and moaning is the best way for the past 35 years of how I was forced into being a realtor in order to get access to the MLS. Well, those have changes also, which is great. So all you need is a real estate license. Remember, you have to check with your local multiple listing service, but according to the thing, now all you need is a real estate license and you can join the multiple listing service. And I think the fees will be different if you're a realtor or you're not, but you're not going to be forced into being a realtor to have access to MLS, which should have been done 40 years ago. I don't know why nobody ever challenged it, or if they did challenge it, the Board of Realtors were such a massive organization with billions of dollars, and you just, an average person just couldn't fight it. But anyway, that's a whole nother can of worms, and I don't want to get into that. But here's what's going on, to the best of my knowledge, this month. Like I said, the MLS, you can join if you're just a licensed, you're not forced into being part of the Board of Realtors, according to what I've heard, which are going to be great. So I don't know if the Board of Realtors is going to be really around in the future, because of the fact there is, in my opinion, there is really no need to join the Board of Realtors. The only reason why people did it is because they couldn't get access to MLS, but those days hopefully are going to be gone. So hopefully the Board of Realtors are going to have to really get together, market, and really supply their members with a lot of value now over and above the MLS, because the MLS isn't going to be part of the Board of Realtors. Matter of fact, a lot of towns don't, they have MLS service, and they're just independent from the real estate board. They're just owned by independent companies. And so that's what's really good. But another big thing is that they are saying, well, you cannot advertise in the MLS what you're willing to pay a buyer's agent. And all in the old days, what they did is the listing agent would charge the selling agent a certain commission, let's say 6% just for this example, and then the listing agent would say, I'm going to share out of that 6%, 3% for a buyer's agent. Well, now the new laws say you can't advertise in the MLS the commissions, because that gives everybody kind of in cahoots with each other, knowing that, oh, I guess the standard commission that they're paying buyer's agents is 3% in there. It's kind of price fixing. So they said no more advertising in the MLS what the seller's willing to pay the buyer's agent. Well, that's not going to change much of anything. It really isn't going to change. Now, according to what I've heard and talked to a lot of big companies, a lot of the agents have left. They're saying, hey, if I can't get my commission from the seller, then the buyers aren't going to pay it, and I'm pretty much out. So a lot of real estate agents are quitting just because they have to work for a living now. It's not like the past 3 years where you would just order takers and there was 30 offers per home and blah, blah, blah. Those days are gone. So you're going to get a lot more qualified, experienced real estate agents out there than just some guy who's an order taker who got his license, went out and just found, buyers who were desperate on buying a house, and he was just basically just fill in the blank, and that's about it. You're going to have good qualified real estate agents now. But so many agents are saying, well, if the seller's not going to pay me the commission and they're not forced into paying buyers commissions now, then I really got to get it to the buyer. That's what you hit. I'm going to have to get it and squeeze the buyer for my commission. Well, the buyer's not going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars for a real estate agent. You're not an attorney here. You're not a doctor. They're not going to put you on a retainer. You're just a real estate agent. So if you think that you're going to go and start asking your buyer to pay you $1, $2, $3, 4% commission. You've got another thing coming because they're not. And if real estate agents aren't going to be getting paid by their buyers and the sellers aren't going to be paying for them, then so many real estate agencies are going to quit, which they basically are doing now. And there's going to be nobody selling any homes because there's not going to be any buyers, agents that want to sell their homes because nobody's going to be paying them. So here's what I think is going to happen. In a way, nothing's going to change. But in a way, the sellers and the listing agents have to be shrewd and on top of the game. You're going to have sellers who are really educated, and I'm going to go, look, if I don't have to pay forced commissions and the commissions are negotiable, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to pay the listing agent 6% because he sticks a sign out in my yard and he lets the buyer's agents do all the work and find the buyer. I want to find the buyers. The listing agent just does the paperwork, but the hard work is the buyer's agent. He has to drive them around, negotiate, show them homes, do market analysis, just, do inspections, find the financing, a ton of work. Where the listing agent is like, okay, I'll stick a sign out and I'll put in the multiple listing and I'll offer the buyer's agent a commission and let the buyer's agent do a lot of work. And I always tell people it is much easier for me to manage 10 listings than trying to manage 4 buyers just because of the work that's involved. So you're going to get the sellers. The seller's going to be smart. They're going to be really sharp. And they're going to go, listing agent, all I want you to do is put it in the multiple listing and, get me in closing. But I want to get those buyers in. The buyers are gold. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you $1,000 or 2% or 3%. And I want to give the buyer's agent, a higher commission. I want to give them 4%. I mean, a lot of builders sometimes pay 4, 5, 6% commission to buyer's agents for selling their new homes. So the sellers are going to be on top of that. So what's going to happen is the listing agent is probably going to take less. The buyer's agent is probably going to make more because the buyer's agents are the ones that have the buyers. The listing agents don't. Maybe I would say 5% of maybe the listing agents really have a buyer for that particular home. So that's about it. So if you list your home with a listing agent, and you expect him or them to get you a buyer, you're probably never going to sell your home. Today, with high interest rates, overinflated prices, so on and so forth, it's tougher now just to do it than if you tell your listing agent to try to just sell the home himself and not put any commission in for the buyer's agent. Those days are gone. But, excuse me. I think what's going to happen, you're going to get listing agents that really educate their sellers and say, hey, look, I'll take you less. Yeah, that's no problem. But we really need to make your house attractive to those buyers agents who have buyers. So we're going to offer them a higher commission to attract more sellers to the home. Now, they won't be able to advertise in the multiple listing. So the old days of going to multiple listing and seeing how much is the seller going to, or the agent, going to pay me commission to bring a buyer to them, they're going to probably say, go to this site or call this listing agent for information on co-op commissions and so on and so forth. So all it is you probably text a listing agent how much are you going to pay commission, and then I'm going to come back and say, hey, how much do you want, or so on and so forth, or we'll pay you this amount, and you just write an addendum to the buyer's contract that states seller or listing agent is going to pay this much for the buyer's agency commission. So it matter of fact, it might even even be written in the offer. They're going to probably put something in the offer now that says sellers shall pay blah, blah, blah to buyer's agent commission at closing. So, who, you know, there'll probably be one paragraph in that. So the buyer's agent might, even if the listing agent say, hey, look, it just, you know, write off us an offer, and if the seller wants to pay you that commission, they will. Well, now you're going to have to counter with the buyer's agent. But that's hardly anything. So you just write an addendum or buyer's agent and say, you know, seller, you pay this amount to the buyer's agent's financing, closing costs, and real estate commissions. So, like I said, the seller, if they're smart, they're going to do it because they're going to increase the price of the home anyway. I mean, it's been done, and they're going to go, okay, great. You know, when the listing agent, if they're sharp, they're going to say, hey, look, we're probably going to have to pay 2-3% buyer's commission. So let's just build in the price at home, and if the seller, the buyer agent, ask for less, great. You make more. If they ask it, you have it built in the price home. That's pretty much it. So there's not going to be a heck of a lot of changes. It's just that a lot of these real estate agents are thinking, oh, they're going to have to go to their buyers and basically shake them down for the commissions, and buyers probably won't pay, so, and the sellers won't pay, so they'll be out. And a lot of, like, say, agents have quit, not because of these new losses, because they're not order takers anymore. They were in it for 3 years, they show me the money, and now they have to work for a living, and the market change, they can't make it, and they're all quitting. So a lot of the experienced agents are going to be around, or what you're going to get is a lot of the experienced agents who worked with buyers and can't get their 3-4% commission from the sellers. They're going to quit. They're going to say, hey, this just isn't worth doing anymore because there's really not that much money in it. And you're going to get fly-by-night, you know, really kind of beginning real estate agents to just get their license and do it for a few bucks, like a side gig, and sell their friends, neighbors, and relatives, and that's about it. You're not going to get really the service that you did do it. So, like I said, that's going to probably change. So, you know, if buyers... if sellers don't really pay buyers the commissions and the buyers don't have the money, they're just going to shop for the basic needs. And, you know, hey, I'll charge you $1,000 just to write up the contract and submit it, but I'm not going to represent you, and you're going to have to do everything yourself. And then if the seller doesn't accept the offer, then they're going to have to go to an attorney and say, well, you know, how much will you charge me to write up an offer? And the attorneys are going to go, okay, I'll do it for $700. They go, oh, okay. And then if the offer isn't accepted, then they're going to have to go and say, okay, we found another house. And the attorney is going to go, okay, that's another $700. So like I said, it's going to be kind of a interesting situation this month and as we move forward in real estate. But I think, like I said, it really comes down to the sellers and the listing agents and the buyer's agent really educating the buyer's agent, just working with a buyer saying, hey, look, it, here's what the scenario is. Do you give me permission to ask the seller for a commission? And if I don't, are you willing to pay? And that was always kind of a scenario. If buyer says, look, I just can't afford it, then say, okay, if they refuse, then would you just pass on it? And the, you know, buyers might say, hey, yeah, you know, if they're not going to pay you a commission, then let's just pass because I can't pay it and you have to make some money. So they're going to go, okay, that sounds great. So buyers would just probably give them permission to get the commission from the seller. And if the seller isn't willing to pay the commission, the buyer will say, okay, let's just move on. And if the seller has a really good offer with a good qualified buyer, the listing agent should educate the seller and say, just pay him a commission. And they, like I said, they're just building into the price of the home, and nothing really will change. So, guys, that's probably what's going to be changing this month. If you're selling your home or buying a home, you're probably going to get a lot more information from your agent about all the new changes and so on. But overall, it's probably not going to change that much. It's just going to be disclosing, and more paperwork and more paperwork. And that's really about it. And like I said, if they wanted to really just change it, put a paragraph in that says seller is willing to pay, maybe a few lines, blah, 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 towards buyers, closing costs, or buyer's agent commission. That's it. A few lines in a contract, and it's pretty much ended. So that's about it. So thank you very much. I hope I taught you something. And like I said, if you're a real estate agent, don't panic. Nothing's really changed. Just do your job. Disclose. And everything's great. If you're a seller, don't be cheap. Pay a commission to the buyer's agent, so you can sell your home faster. And if you're a buyer, just, if you can't afford your agent, just tell them to get the commission from the seller. That's about it. And if you don't, just say, hey, great, if the seller isn't going to pay you a commission, let's move on and find somebody that will, and life will go on. All right, thank you very much, folks. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a great day. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed the show, Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it, or have your friends Google Real Estate for the Common Man, and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.